9:14, coming up on 9:15 here at News Talk 1450 KFIZ, Thursday edition of Fond du Lac Today, continuing from the AirTech Heating Studios. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we're pleased to be joined for our first segment here of the 9 o'clock hour by Dr. Pamela Dixon. She is the Director of Clinical Services and Inclusion at Autism Speaks, and we're going to talk about autism awareness this morning because April is World Autism Month, and we'll welcome Dr. Dixon, that is, joining us on the phone lines here this morning. Dr. Dixon, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time to speak with us. It's World Autism Month, and let's just jump right in and start talking about this autism awareness, very important topic to address. And let's start with the basic information of noticing signs of autism in children. What are some ways that parents out there can notice those signs?
Sure. So the signs that parents could look for would be things like having limited eye contact, not responding to their name when it's called, not using gestures that children use early in development, such as pointing or waving. If they notice that their child has repetitive motor mannerisms, like flicking of their fingers or flapping of their hands or arms, and if they at any point experience a loss of speech or any other skill.
So what should parents know if they think their child has autism? How should they go about seeking help or a diagnosis in this case?
Sure. I think that knowledge is power. And so the most important thing would be, if there's concerns, to first of all do a screening. There are quick screeners available online. We have one at screenforautism.org. It's available in English and in Spanish. And what it does is allow a parent to answer some questions that can help determine if their child should receive a more comprehensive evaluation for diagnosis.
What are the benefits of an early diagnosis for autism?
Sure. So the benefit of early diagnosis is that it opens the doors for earlier intervention. And we know that the more intervention that a child receives and the earlier, the better their outcomes will be. So research shows us that early intervention leads to the development of speech and communication, and can help with their cognitive development, social development, help them be ready for school. And also it gives parents the skills and supports that they need in order to be able to help their child be the best they can be.
We're talking with Dr. Pamela Dixon from Autism Speaks. April is World Autism Month, and we're talking about autism awareness. We know there might be some challenges to getting a diagnosis. Obviously, if someone is in a different economic class or socioeconomic status in this world, we know there often are challenges to seeking medical care or getting access to medical care. How can that impact an autism diagnosis in that way?
Sure. Well, right now, as a result of the pandemic, there are families that would have sought evaluation for diagnosis but haven't been able to. And so, we encourage families to complete the screener because it's something concrete that they can take to their provider to help them have the conversation about the signs and symptoms that they're seeing. Unfortunately, in many communities, and this includes lower resource communities, are some of our minority communities, and rural communities, the resources for these services may not be readily available. At the Autism Speaks website, you can get access to our autism response team via the website and the phone, and we can help you to find resources that are available in your area, both for diagnosis and intervention.
You mentioned the pandemic. It's impacted our world in so many different ways, and most people might not be aware that it's impacted diagnosing autism. How has the pandemic led possibly to more children being undiagnosed with autism?
Well, it's simply because families haven't been able to get in, to see their providers, or they're doing you know, video calls as opposed to in-person calls. You know, and then everybody is just more overwhelmed now with all the, you know, managing of home and work at home. And, you know, so as we, you know, as restrictions are lifted and families are able to get out, you know, seeking health care, you know, we encourage them to, you know, to use the screener because it's concrete information that can be used to have that conversation.
With autism concerns. With Autism Speaks, what you mentioned a few resources that Autism Speaks provides. What other resources parents and families find out about through Autism Speaks?
Sure. Thanks for the question. So at the autismspeaks.org webpage, we have a variety of resources, information across the lifespan and the spectrum. So lots of information. That it's in the form of toolkits that families can use for specific concerns, everything from, you know, managing challenging behavior to, you know, how to talk about autism with grandparents. I mean, there's a lot of information there to help families. And as I mentioned, the autism response team can help with local resources.
Is there one important thing you want people to take away as we start World Autism Month, one important lesson you want them to learn here as we start the Awareness Month?
Sure. I would say that, you know, if you're a parent and you have, you know, some concerns that something might, you know, it's just not quite right, or if you're, you know, a grandparent or other family member, I would say that, you know, it's common to have these fears about what is it going to mean if this is, you know, something diagnosable. But I just encourage you with, you know, to push past that, those concerns, to go ahead and seek help, because the sooner you voice those concerns to someone else, the sooner you can get help to help your child's development.
Very good. Dr. Dixon, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us here this morning. Have a great day.
You too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
That is Dr. Pamela Dixon, the Director of Clinical Services and Inclusion at Autism Speaks here this morning. Again, autismspeaks.org. If you have questions, that is their website number, different resources available there. Autismspeaks.org, the website.